Hey, this is Lisa, returning your call from customer care. Can I please have your zip code to have better assist you?
Okay, did we just talk?
I'm sorry?
Did we just talk to her? This is Gary McClain. Did you just talk to me?
No, sir. May I have your zip code?
Okay. 202. No, zip code. 221. 22193.
22193.
Is there any way you can tell me the record of the person who just talked to me once you pull my account up?
Say that for me again, sir.
Is there any way that when you pull up my account, that you could check and see? I just hung up talking to one of your representatives. It sounded like you, but I didn't know.
And you want to know, can I? Okay, so I have to access your account to know who you spoke with, sir.
Okay.
And what's your zip code?
22193.
Just a moment. And what's your first and last name?
Gary McClain.
All right, let me find that. It did say 22193.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, one more thing here. Just for verification, can you provide me with your mailing address that we have on file?
Yeah, 13776 Musket Court, Woodbridge, Virginia.
Thank you so much. And I do see here where you ordered the wireless earbuds in white. Mm-hmm. Looks like you returned. It looks like, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm getting a little upset. That's all. Go ahead.
It looks like you returned them or they issued you a RMA. How may I help you?
What's the RMA?
It's a return number for the product. I'm sorry if she didn't explain it. What it is reference your account instead of having an account number in the box for fulfillment. They process your order with their RMA number, which links to your account.
Okay. All right. This is what has happened. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was on the phone, and I was doing something on my phone, and it said, hey, you know, if you pay for the shipping and handling, we'll send you the earbuds, right? And I thought that was a done deal. Then I keep looking at my account, and I keep trying to take $60 out of my account. Okay. Mm-hmm. That was probably small print. That's my bad. I didn't read it every day. But, you know, it sounded a good deal. So is my account closed now?
What's that question?
Is my account closed now?
Yes, sir. Well, no. It's not closed. It looks like let me see when that RMA number was issued.
Hey,
all right, so it doesn't. Yes, sir. It was issued today, and what happens on the RMAs is, and then the account closers, we'll have to get that product back or at least confirmation that the product is on its way before we can get your account closed. I do apologize for that. Let's see. Yeah, it looks like it's still open. I do see a couple of declined charges from the 12th and the 13th.
Yeah, and I was like, I didn't know who it was, you know. So mm-hmm. I kind of looked on my statement. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I could have bought something for $60 myself, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so it's my bad. I didn't read the small print, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I don't want nobody just going in my account taking my money.
I understand.
So, yeah, and I talked to a young lady earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And do it say who I talked to?
I'm sorry?
You want to say who I talked to this morning? I just hung up talking to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Now, it does. I have an agent number.
Okay, well, you know, I know it's not you or her, it's the company or whatever. And I got kind of upset. And I said something, and I don't know who it is. If you know it, tell her I apologize. But, yeah, I just wanted to just clear it up, sweetheart. Because if I had known the day was going to go on my account and take $60, I would have never done it.
I completely understand. Now, I wish, I understand that you don't want the company to keep going into your account. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. there's nothing I can do, but it looks like that last agent did submit something to escalations. Let me see exactly. All right, so let me make sure. Now, it looks like they did put a pause on going into your account for 7 days.
7 days.
Yes.
How many days?
Seven.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, so that means that after the 21st, if they haven't received confirmation or that product back, then they will go into that account again because it's not technically closed until we get the product back or the tracking information.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the address she gave me the call to get the package sent to me so I can send them back. How long does that usually take to get to me? Because you say 7 days, he might not even get here within 7 days.
Say that again. You said how long does it take to do it?
Yeah, because if you say 7 days, I might not even get the box or whatever y'all send me to send them back. And then I'm stuck again, right?
No, I'm not understanding. I'm not understanding the last part. You're saying that no, sir. Now we're not sending you a return box. The postage is on you. I'm sorry she did not mention that. And we're not sending any return box or anything like that for you to put the package or any package for you to put the product back in. You have to put it back into your own little box or wrap or anything, and then pay for the postage yourself.
Okay. I got it now.
Sorry about
so,
that.
So, yes, you know, I mean, I told her, well, never mind. Anyway, so where am I at now? So, you know, I just got to send it back.
Yes, sir. Just send it back, and we'll definitely get your account closed so you won't, the company won't try to recoup those end of trial charges.
Okay, now, she also said something to me about a $30 that I can pay.
$30?
Yeah, something like that. She said something like that.
Let me see. She probably offered you 35% off of that charge.
Uh-huh.
Meaning that you would have only had to pay 65%. I'm sorry, 65%.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Can I, if I do that, can I set a date for y'all to go in and get the money?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So the money, that 30, how much would it be?
All right, give me just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like the earbuds were $60.97. All right.
You know, it's not that I don't have the money for y'all. It's just, but I didn't like how it went down. You know, I don't like how it went down.
All right, so it'll be just $39.63 if you were to pay the 65%.
All right, so can y'all do that on the 3rd of March? I mean, yeah, it's February, yeah, March.
All right, give me just a moment. I have to see. It's just going to take a moment. I have to.
Take the time, sweetheart.
And when was that date?
The 3rd of March.
Okay. All right, so I have to wait on a confirmation. I have to get the first escalations order canceled, meaning that, no, we're going to keep that, so they won't keep trying to go in for that $60. We're going to keep that order on, and what we're going to do is just add this to it, stating that on the 3rd to bill at that price. All right, give me just a moment. I have to verify a few things with you. Give me one moment. All right. So I do have a telephone number of 202-913-506. And then and an email of RAMIZUNIVE.
That's my company, yeah.
VERSAL@gmail.com, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Just a moment. All right, good deal, Mr. Gary. I do have that situated, and they want process that amount until the 3rd of March. Good deal. And once, and again, that's going to be a one-time charge, and once that's applied, your account will be closed out, and you won't receive any more product or any more charges from the company.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling Customer Care. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.